Thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And we're continuing to work our way through the Gospel of John throughout the summer. We're doing this on Sunday morning during our FaceTime teaching series, as well as through our Drivecast as we're going verse by verse through the Gospel of John. And today we're going to be discussing John chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. And here in this passage, we read about a Pharisee named Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, it's important for us to understand kind of who he was. He was one of the most respected religious leaders in all of Israel. He had wealth, he had influence, he had authority, he had relationships. He had all the things that people in our world would want today. But despite all of his worldly success, he knew that there was something missing. He knew that there had to be more to life than what he had found and what he had experienced. So one night, Nicodemus went to visit Jesus in secret. He didn't want his religious friends to know what he was doing. And when he met with Jesus, he acknowledged that Jesus was somebody of great importance, of great significance. He said to him, he said, "We know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." He knew there was something special about Jesus, and he was hoping that Jesus could point him in the right direction, that he could help him find what he was looking for. And Jesus, hearing Nicodemus, responds to him by saying this. He says, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." And this was a completely foreign concept to Nicodemus. He began to think, okay, what do you mean to be born again? Like, Jesus, how is that even possible? You can't go back into your mother's womb. What are you talking about when you say that you need to be born again? But you see, Jesus wasn't speaking about earthly things here. He wasn't talking about physical birth. No, he was speaking about eternal things. He was talking about a spiritual rebirth, about becoming a brand new creation. And then Jesus kind of pivots the conversation, and he tells Nicodemus this. He says, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man," talking about himself, "must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." And here, Jesus is referencing back to an Old Testament story, one that Nicodemus would have been very familiar with. And he's using this Old Testament story to point to what would be happening in the near future. You see, in the book of Numbers, we read about how the Israelites were bitten by these poisonous snakes. And God commanded Moses to craft a bronze snake and to place it on a pole and to lift it up. And the people were told to look upon the snake in order to be healed and in order to live. And this story in the Old Testament was foreshadowing what was to come, that Jesus would be lifted up on a cross, and those who look upon him would be saved and experience eternal life. They would be born again. You know, just like Nicodemus here in the story, I think all of us, we're searching for more in life. We desire purpose and meaning and peace and joy. And maybe just like Nicodemus, you've gone looking for those things and success and wealth and relationships and prestige and accomplishments. And just like Nicodemus, you've realized that those things don't deliver. Listen, what we need more than anything else in this world is to be born again, to look upon Jesus and to be saved and to be rescued and to experience true life through him. So I'm going to take a moment to pray for us now and then to give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you for just the reminder from this story, that our greatest need in this life, it can't be met, it can't be satisfied by anything this world has to offer. What we need, God, is a spiritual rebirth. We need to become a brand new creation. And God, that comes by placing our faith and our trust in your Son, Jesus. And Lord, I pray for anyone who's listening today who has maybe never made that decision to place their faith and their trust in Jesus, that today would be the day that they turn to him and that they find true life. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray all these things.